together. Come on. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, this is right. That's all you got, that's all you got. My family, I plead the blood. Well, welcome family to Man Up the Movement here with myself, Pastor E. Yeah, we got a Holy Ghost party going on up in here. That song just is so energizing to me. I'm all over the place because how you can man up, how you can woman up starts with the blood. And then it also continues with the blood, and then it finishes with the blood. But you can never outdo the power of the blood. But this is Man Up the Movement here on the Now Network, and we are going to be blessed this evening. But yes, the foundation has been set. We are calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real. If you're on this broadcast and you know of a brother that you can invite to this show, do this as we're doing our intro. Yes, this is the point that I make a decision. I will do better now. We're asking for everybody to get involved. We're asking for each and every one of us to be willing to discover and the truth. Oh, yes, the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. Man up simply means that now is my time to fight. Take it personal. Taking personal responsibility for my own life, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God, and I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life, this is dynamic right here, a life of constant change and growth. Come on, shout it with me tonight. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am the called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus who has redeemed me. Yes, it's time to man up and man up like never before. I want to let you all know that I see God moving in the direction, in our direction, as we move in his direction with our praise and with our worship, and importantly, with our word, that no word spoken will be a word of ourself, that no word, no word that someone has repeated will be our word, but we will focus on the word of God like never before. Tonight, we have a special in-studio guest. Mighty, mighty man of God of persistence. So that's the name I have for him. I love that I will not quit attitude. I love that I will press. I will go. I will reach towards the next level of what God has had me to do. Yes, and tonight our special in-studio guest is none other than Apostle Anthony Walker. He's out of Alabama. The brother's doing some things from the north to the south, and God is moving him around in his ministry right now. So without any further ado, I want to present to some and present to others Apostle Anthony Walker. I believe he's out of Huntsville tonight. Welcome to Man of the Movement. How you doing, my brother?
I'm blessed. How are you doing, Pastor?
Man, I stay blessed. And if something tried to change it, I just change my mind again and get back in that motion. Welcome to Man of the Movement. Thank you for accepting the call.
Amen. I'm just blessed to just be on the show tonight. I heard a lot about you, You know, you're a very blessed man of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to take a moment to before we go to the next level. We want to just give you an opportunity to maybe share with our listeners, our brothers out there. We have some covenant brothers I know online tonight and that are listening and are going to support. But just as an introduction, what would you want our listeners to know about Apostle Anthony?
I'm a man that have come through great affliction. I was called by the Lord about 5 years ago. And even up to this day, I have my struggles, but I praise God through them. I have become frustrated in my struggles, but the Lord gave me that strength to overcome and to endure, not to give up. Get to the point where to believe more in God than I do in people, to trust more in his word than the criticizing of people, to pray to him when those that don't want to pray for you, but to believe more in him than you do in people. And then he'll show you how to come into yourself, to believe in yourself by uplifting yourself by the word of God.
Amen.
About me, but I love to move that word because it's the word that delivered me from the downhill, from the valley, from the shadow of death. And I just give the grace and I give the praises and the glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're excited I think one of the first things you share with me is that you have a word busting out of you and you just want an opportunity to share, not Anthony. And that's so dynamic because as men, we have to learn to decrease and to really allow God's spirit to reign over and in us. That's so dynamic. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for this connection. I'm excited for this relationship. Another brother coming to say, I'm not perfect. Another brother saying, I can do better. Another brother saying, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at myself. That is what we do embrace, is that individuality, but also that unity factor that we can meet each other where we are and encourage not to stay where you are, but to go to the next level. You shot me a topic tonight on Man Up, and I'm going to talk about this for just one quick second, and then I want to pray for you, pray with you, and then release you to give us a word tonight on this subject. And you said, shooting some ideas around, and you said, gird up your loins. What a better discussion for a man to hear. In that time of maybe not where you should be, maybe on the brink of losing everything, maybe that point where you just got at that sick and tired and I don't know what to do. This is the time and the word to hear that for you to man up, you must gird up your loins. So I'm blessed to receive the word. I'm blessed to allow God to use you to bless each and every one of us. So Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we first of all thank you. And in all of that, we thank you. And in all of that, we thank you just for all of what you've done, what you're doing, what we're starting to realize and what we're starting to catch up on. We thank you for your finished work. But right now, Lord, we sit at your feet, Lord. We extend our hand to the man of God for encouragement. We extend our hand to the man of God for that special anointing of authority, to have the authority to sit and relay your word to us, Lord, that we will leave this place different than we ever came. So, Lord, we sit down and we respect you, Lord. We love you. We honor you. But we most of all want to receive you. So we open up our hearts. We open up our minds. And, Lord, we say, speak clearly through the man of God. Lord, we submit of our own positions and titles and say, Lord, speak to us that we may hear clearly through your vessel. And Lord, in everything that we do, Lord, we know that you've already healed us. You've already forgiven us. You've already set us right in your position. That Lord, we can now catch up to you. That Lord, your reign will be evident in our lives through how we communicate, how we share, and how we love one another. So we thank you tonight, Lord, that you are moving. We thank you tonight that it's already done. We thank you tonight that we will now manifest your word through faith, through our actions like never before. So have your way, and we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have your way, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. The best way I can bring this is really just give a testimony to myself. The best witness you have is of yourself. The Lord first told me and commissioned me to let no man judge you, for I was one of many afflictions. I was addicted to cocaine and marijuana, whoremongering spirit, but yet I had a zeal to want to manifest that word of God, but to be a better person in that word of God. But I was asking the Lord, how do I come from the downhill, from these afflictions? But look at the people around me, and they instead of just judge me and say, you're not worthy to move that word. You're not worthy to move that word. Who are you? You're afflicted. You're on cocaine. You're on marijuana, but yet you want to praise God. And I used to cry to God and say, Lord, am I wrong? And the Lord says, first, let no man judge you. Don't let nobody put that back sack on your back telling you you're not worthy. I chose you. I said, well, Lord, what is it for me to do? He said, when you come up out of this thing, I want you to turn around and lift that same brother that's afflicted out of that ditch, that same brother. I want you to turn and love those that despitefully use you and spit on you. I want you to love them. I want you to, under the anointing of even those pastors and preachers that didn't want you to excel, I want you to love them. That's agape love. I said, Lord, this is a hard task. The Lord says, it's going to be many days that you're going to feel I'm not there, but those are going to be the very days that I'm carrying you. And I said, Lord, I hear you, but how can I see these things? So I began to go into the word of God. I said, Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever I have to do, I'll do it. I lost my job. I lost the woman that I was in love with. I lost my house. I started sleeping on the back seat of my car. Sometimes I go to the hospital. I go hungry. I'll ask my friends for this and ask my friends for that, and they'll spit on the gift me. These are my so-called friends. And I couldn't understand, Lord, I want to do what is good. I want to do what is right. I want to do what is good, and I want to do what is right. And for years, I have been walking that walk. And I said, well, Lord, how long would it be before I'm delivered and I come into full deliverance? When would that day come when I know I can testify of the deliverance of my salvation? And the Lord says, when that time comes, it'll come in the perfect time. He says, let no man judge you, for I chose you. For you got to gird up your loins. That means be a man and stop depending on the word of people and believing the word of God. And it's a balance. It's a scale that you have to walk by. The unbalanced scale is an abomination of God. That means if I begin to judge myself because of what people are saying about me, then I become hopeless because I more believe in the word of people than the salvation and the promises of God. You can gird up your loins. Gird up your loins and stand up with me. That's how you gird the loins up. That's how you stand up as a man to say God is a God of promise. Regardless of what my situation might look like, it's been times when I had nothing, but I could preach a word to someone that's afflicted just like me, and they'll turn around and say, you know what, after that word came through, I don't do these things no more. And I said, Lord, but why am I still afflicted? The Lord said, I will send the captive to set the captivity free. Paul, for instance, would go to jail, and he would convert everything in the jail, even the prisoners in jail. And then they become followers of Christ, but yet he was still locked up. They free, but he's still locked up. The Great Commission. The Great Commission. What is the, what you said that, Lord, I told the Lord I'd do anything I need to do, and I have to keep my word because he's going to keep his word. He's going to be faithful even days when I was not faithful. I have a lot of brothers that I turn back and pull up out of that ditch, pull up out of that dung hill. Those same brothers that encouraged me that was in that dung hill when the other people walked away that was relieved from that dung hill. That dung hill was that pit, that place where we find ourselves to be outside the body of Christ. That's the time when I realized God was still keeping me. That's the time he was keeping me. You know, I said, well, Lord, okay, I'm ordained in the church. I'm ordained here. But now, what do I do now? What do I do now? I mean, I can't just get my footing right. I can't be in the place where I want to be. He said, that place is a perfect place for you and the perfect timing for you when I put you in that perfect place. But right now, you have a work in the valley to do. And then I began to start working in the valley. Yeah, I'm afflicted. I was afflicted. I was still smoking cigarettes and doing this. But yet, how are you going to preach the word of God and you're afflicted? God said, gird up your loins. Don't worry about what they say. Do what I say. And that what I say will overcome what they're trying to tell you you are. Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, what about, he said, don't judge nobody because they're judging you. He said, love those that judge you. He said, because they have already been judged. And I began to have compassion for the same ones that was down in me. I began to pray for them. The same ones that shunned away from me, I began to pray for them. They, you know, I have brothers that and sisters that are on drugs, that are homeless. I have, but they are struggling ministers. They have a testimony to give, a deliverance to give. It's a difference between telling a story of what happened and giving a testimony of deliverance of what happened. Always keeping the word of God present with me. Always. Always. If you're not delivering a soul, then how? Then what is it to benefit the word of God to anybody if it's not raising a person up? What is it? Amen. Oh, Lord. As I began to walk in the body of Christ, I began to ask the Lord for favor. I asked the Spirit of the Lord for wisdom. And as I began to ask him for wisdom, I asked him for wisdom not for just for me, but how can I deliver this person or bring this person or encourage that person? Because when people want to give up on you, then and you're looking upon people to help you, then you're only sinking deeper in a hole because man is designed to fail you, especially when they're living in a carnal world and they don't understand that addiction is a spirit. It's not just a substance that manifests itself that you can say, hey, this is a drug or this is a, it's a demon. So how do I help my brother down here in Mobile that's fighting these addictions, and these addictions are stopping him from moving forward in life, making him lose his house, lose his job. It's not the physical aspects of the substance. We got to pray against the demons that is the attributes of those substances, whether it's man, woman, situation, circumstances. We have to see the spirituality of everything that comes against us as it is, that manifests itself in time. Spiritual warfare is very real. Spiritual sight is very real. My spiritual sight is my reality, just like the carnal sight of someone that is carnal. So the Lord says, I put a light in you to go into the dark places that you may be a light, to shine in those dark places that those that are of the light that have strayed away have maybe drawn back into the light. That's how we bring them back into Christ. That's how we say, hey, gird up your loins, stand up, come up out of that place that you have become confined to, that dark place that you have made your God. Instead of running to the cocaine or the marijuana or the women or whoever it is, run to God. Trust him. Try him. it sounds easy. It sounds easy. But if you got a brother, even as yourself, that have been in those places, you go back into those places as the light and bring that brother back into the light, that he may come into the light and be raised by that light, that he no longer see the word addiction is the substance abuse. No, addiction is a demon. So I no longer pray. I pray for the uplifting of the brother, but I rebuke the demon that's afflicting that brother. So we pray for a person, or we pray for a people or a nation, but are you praying against the principalities that's afflicting that nation? Are you praying against that entity that's afflicting that nation? We have to walk in spiritual sight just like you walk in a carnal sight, seeing, understanding, knowing and knowing. Jesus says, save ain't saved. So we preach the gospel from the inside out, while so many only preach it from the outside in, and very few make it in. So that word that they preach from the outside don't even manifest itself from the inside to heal that person from the inside out, that they could say, hey, I was once afflicted by a demon called addiction, but now I have overcome it because I've seen it for what it really was, not what it appeared to be. So he says, go and teach other disciples as I taught you. Teach them what? The spiritual aspect of understanding. That woman that's standing up there on that corner, is she really the one that you're judging, or is it the one that, or is it the spirit that's operating through the woman that you should judge? The Bible says, I should not judge no man, but you judge the spiritual aspect that afflicts that man. So I call down that whoremongering spirit. I call down that spirit of addiction, that spirit of deceiving, that spirit of lying, because I can see the spiritual aspect of that that operates through the physical aspect of time. People are like, the Lord says that whoever you lend your members over to, that who you serve. Man is only a puppet. It's either operated by God or operated through the devil. That's a reality that a lot of people don't want to face. So we begin to pray against the spiritual warfare, against the spiritual enemy of God, and that's the devil that operates through man. How do you want to pray for the brother? Pray against the entity that's operating through that brother. Pray against that spirit that's tormenting that brother. Tear it down from the root and the tree or die. But those that sit there and say, well, who are he? Who is he to sit here and try to tell us? That's just like the Pharisees saying, who is Jesus to try to tell us? 46 years I've been in school learning this thing, and this man here just getting in it. This man here is afflicted. He ain't even got a car. He ain't got a house. He ain't got a car. He look at his clothes. But it's the least of them that they judge is the ones that judge Christ that abide in that man that's the least of us. That was me. That's you. And that's anybody else that society want to try to judge. So I stand up and I gird up my loins and I stand next to Christ. While you sit and preach Jesus but don't know Christ, I'm going to preach Christ and manifest the power of Jesus. And then I overcome and show you, look, that thing that I was afflicted of, this is the spiritual aspect of it, and this is how we cast those things down. Now this man has come up in his ashes, just like Job. Job is sitting there listening to his three friends. At the end of the day, he consulted God. His three friends tried to say, well, Job, you must have done this. If he was really a man of God, you know, the devil wouldn't be messing with it. And they want to walk away. When you ain't got nothing, they want to walk away from you. Not who you got, because you depended on the flesh and blood of a man that says he's righteous. No. You have to depend on he that is all righteous, he that speaks all truth. So we have to minister to that man from the inside out. First, we have to sit there and sit with that man. I'm not scared to sit down with one that's afflicted with any type of addiction, any type of whatever spirit he got. I'm not scared to sit down and minister to that person to show them this is the real root of your problem. It's not that stem in your hand. It's that demon that put that stem in your hand. To show him, to open his eyes, that he may see the light of that thing. you're in a dark place, so I bring a light in that dark place. That's what's invisible made visible. So I show you that that's in the dark, and what's in the dark shall come to the light. And behold, now you see the root of your problem, whether it's people, places, things, situations, or circumstances. You have to have one that has been there, done that, and has been delivered by the power of Christ. That's the manifestation of the light that shows you all truth. For Christ is all truth, and the Holy Spirit who speaks all truth. And he speaks that he hears from he that receives it from him that is all truth, and that is God who gives unto you all truth. So we walk into the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's how you deliver a man from his addictions, from his afflictions, man, woman, a child. I ask the Lord for gifts. I say, Lord, give me this that I may help my people to be delivered from the places that I have been delivered from. So he sent the captive to set the captivity free. So if I had to be afflicted for years, no, God do not condone sin, but he will go before you and make that crooked place straight and deliver you from the evil of that sin, that you may not die in that sin, but be delivered from that sin and give him all the glory and testify how God delivered you from that sin. And look how many people you brought with you out of Egypt, a place of sin. The question is, can we humble ourselves, even as children, to get the word of God in us, to go into the wilderness, to set the captives free? The book of Job is the first book the Lord brought me in when I received my call, and I didn't know that's a book of affliction. These are the things, you know, you're finna go through some stuff. And I said, well, Lord, what about my friends? I'm gonna show you your friends ain't really your friends. These are your enemies pretending to be your friends, because when things really get rough, they're gonna turn against you. I'm the only friend you got, and the Holy Spirit will bear witness that Christ is the only friend I got. And those that Christ abide in, those are the only friends I got. And we abide in one spirit and one mind. That's the only friend I got. And that's the love of God. And that's the only friend I got. And that's that agape love. And that's the only friend I got. Because he loved me even when I didn't love myself. Because he was the only friend I got. Amen. So how far deep off in the valley is one willing to go to save one soul? Are you willing to leave your house on the hill to go into the projects and sit down with the homeless? Are you willing to sit down with your friend Jed that's afflicted with cocaine, marijuana, whatever affliction he is? The question is he screaming out for God? And the Lord will lead you to that one that's crying out in the wilderness. And you will bring that one from the wilderness back into that rightful place that he belongs. Not give up on him. Or give up on her, like many gave up on me. But I never give up on them, because God showed me what true agape love is. In order to have agape love, it's to love those that don't love you. So you got to gird up your loins, and to gird up your loins is to kill the pride that's in you and say, hey, I was once there, and I'm not going to abandon you like they abandoned me, because I love you even in the days you didn't love me. Because that's the love of Christ that abides in me. And that is what heals me. That would deliver me from cocaine, marijuana, whoremongering. That would put me in a place of solace. That put me in a place of peace and joy. That made me love me again. Because it was one time I didn't love myself, because nobody else around me loved me. And I was looking for the love outside of me instead of looking at the love that was within me the whole time. The whole time. I had it in me, but I was looking on the outside of me, and what was on the outside of me just was nothing. It wasn't pretty at all, but it's the word of God that restored me. Yeah, it's a difference between trying to preach the word to somebody on the street. You were trying to preach Jesus Christ to them, but have you ever tried to preach Christ Jesus to them? Have you ever tried to preach it from the inside out and not from the outside in? But how do one learn unless God sends that teacher? How do he teach unless God gives it to him? So we have to ask and study ourselves, approving to God, and ask God for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for any man that lacks wisdom to ask him of a father who gives an abundant and a brazen, and he will freely give it to him in abundance. So did you ask the Lord, Lord, what is it? And give me the wisdom how to cut through that carnal mind, that fleshly nature, that sinful nature of the man, that I may bring this man out of captivity of his woes. Have you asked the Lord for these things? Have you asked the Lord for the tools? The only way I was able to get it, I had to go through it to receive it. Every time I was delivered from something there, I received wisdom. Every time I strayed into a dark path, he elevated his light. And even the hidden things that he have hidden in the dark places belong to God. And behold, the hidden treasure that was in the dark places belong to him. And I receive those things. And I go and I retreat those things. And I bring captivity out of darkness back into his marvelous light. That's a right to divide word. To humble yourself is the only way you can gird up your loins, because no man can stand upon himself. It's only on that rock can one man stand, and that's that rock that holds any man up. People are, like I said, a puppeteer. It's not the flesh that you're looking at. It's the puppeteer that's operating through the flesh. So I don't look at the puppeteer. I don't look at the puppet. I rebuke the puppeteer. And if it's a man of God, then I praise the puppeteer that's operating through that puppet, because no man can do nothing of his own except by God. Girding up your loins, being willing to deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. What cross? What you mean pick up my cross? Pick up my cross and follow you. My cross is whatever it is that was sufficient enough for me to carry. Through grace and mercy, I carry it. And that's what I did. There's been plenty of times when I wanted to lay that cross down. But to lay that cross down is to lay my own life down. That's to deny Christ. But I had to get these things shed off me. I had to get these things, I had to have things uprooted off me. There's been times when I just didn't think it'll ever happen. And like a blink of an eye, I woke up one day and realized it had already happened. I was delivered from it. I was delivered from it. Sometimes it ain't about it having a hold on us. Sometimes we got to let it go. That's anything that's attached to what's afflicting us. People, places, things, situations, circumstances. Sometimes you have to just believe God and uproot and remove yourself from the whole environment. That's what got me up here in Huntsville. There was nowhere in Mobile that I can go that I was not familiar, with that would bring me back into that dark place. Turn a corner here. Oh, yeah, the cocaine over here. Turn a corner there, the marijuana there. Turn around. There go the ex-girlfriend there. Oh, Lord, there she go again. And now I'm back into that dunghill trying to search other gods. I'm trying to bow down to other gods I can't even bring the words out. To try to soothe my own feelings. The Lord said you have to get away from your Egypt. You got to walk away from your Sodom and Gomorrah. You got to get up off that boat that's sending you to the land of terrorists and do what God tells you to do. Go to what he tells you to go. Do what he tells you to do. So I had to learn to hear him. I had to learn to see him. I had to learn to smell him. I had to learn to feel him. I had to learn to abide in him. I in him and he in me, for me and my Father is one, for you study and show yourself approval. Not in a place of relaxation, but in a place of hardship, a place of desolate. It's only then did I find my peace in the Lord. Going to the hospital, sleeping in the emergency room because I didn't want to sleep here, or I couldn't be there, or I didn't have no place to go at all. So, Lord, while I'm here, what can I do for you while I'm here? Pray for this person here. Preach the word here. Do this here. Do that now. And I began to become obedient to God. And then when I turned to those so-called friends, they say, you're not being obedient to God, or else you wouldn't be in such a place, and that is not of God. you must not be doing what God told you to do, because that's not of God, or else God will have you on a nice job. God will have you in a nice house. God will have you here. God will have you there. And when I didn't have those things, I thought God forsake me because of what somebody else told me. Those was Job's friends. Those was my friends. Pastor, those was your friends. But when God raised you up and you said, Lord, remove me from my enemies, you find out your friends start walking away, because those weren't your friends. Those were your enemies. But God would send you the people for you. He would bring those people to you. Just be patient and wait on God, and he would bring them to you. Don't worry about what you don't have. He said, envy not the prosperity of the wicked. What do that mean? What do that mean? He said, them same pastors and bishops that sitting there riding good, eating good, and he said, let them do what they do while they sit there and judge the least of you, for they judge me as well. But I will raise you up among princes. I will even put you in the shoes of Joseph. I will give you the strength. Oh, man. I will give you the boldness of Paul. And I begin to see these things, these promises manifest themselves. Even speaking the rightly divided word. Oh, Lord. Even getting the power of healing, raising them up out of wheelchairs. Well, how are you raising them up out of wheelchairs? And you afflicted, and I'm not afflicted, and I can't do it, because your judgment upon those that are least is the one that hinders you. You your own stumbling block. You got to gird up your loins and stand boldly in Christ and let them judge you. But don't accept that judgment. Don't receive that judgment. To receive something and to accept something is two different things. That's why a lot of people can't be healed. They can receive it but don't know how to accept it, because the ministry of how to accept that you receive has not been given it to them. So sometimes affliction is good. Suffering is good. It's to be able to live and see the next day and turn and say, you know what, I saw the hand of God on my life yesterday. I had a car wreck 5-6 days ago, fell asleep at the wheel 50 miles outside of Huntsville in Coleman, Alabama. Sleep at the wheel, car doing 80 miles per hour on cruise control. And the state trooper said they'd never seen a car sit on the top of those wires like that. That wires was designed to flip you over in the ditch, and what they call a rollover ditch. I said, it was nothing but Jesus Christ the whole time. Ambulance passed by and kept on going, didn't even need them. And there was a man named John, an 18-wheeler. 3 o'clock in the morning, this man stayed out there with me for 2 hours and brought me all the way to my sister's street in Huntsville. I didn't have a scratch. Car was totaled. And I couldn't do nothing but praise and glorify God, because God showed me his ultimate presence. When all forsake you, I'll show you, I'll be there for you. And once he revealed his hand to you, you can deny that you see. And once I saw that, that strengthened me even the more. That strengthened me even the more. That made me want to get out even more and preach the word of God. Get up on the highest mountain and blow that trumpet for the Lord, that the world may see the manifestation of the Lord. That's why so many of us fall short in time past, because we hear a good word, but we don't see the manifestation or the power of that word. And that is a testimony. Like I said, I can only show you what God has done for me, and yes, I can only bear witness to what God has done for me. Mm. And heaven is a reality to me. Just like that car outside is a reality to you. We walk after sight, after spiritual sight, a true spiritual sight. While you see two people walking down the street arguing and fighting, I see multiple demons operating through those that are walking down the street fighting. You sit there and yell at them, hey, y'all stop it, but I rebuke the demons that's operating through that physical aspect of fighting.
Yes. Amen.
The question is, did you ask the Lord to open your eyes that you may see and see, hear and hear, and understand to understand, or do you lean according to your own understanding? When you can ask God for those things, that's when you gird up your loins and you walk in after the body of Christ, after the spirit of Christ. Mm-hmm. Don't pray for me for demons that's tormenting me. Mm. For your word is no effective. You're cutting the tree, but you're leaving the root. That means the tree is still there, my y'all. I need you to uproot the whole thing. So if you're going to pray for me, rebuke that demon of addiction. If you want to pray for me, name it by name and cast it out. But you give us the power to do so. Mm.
Oh, my God.
So don't pray for me if you cannot see the things you ought to pray for. Teach us to pray for we know not we are what we ought to pray for. So you open my eyes and I see that whoremonger spirit and I rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus.
Huh.
Yes, sir. When that one that's afflicted on the corner, I see that spirit of addiction. You think addiction is a word that says he have a substance abuse? No, addiction is the actual name of a demon, what's invisible made visible. So I see that demon, I bind that demon. The homosexual spirit, yeah, karma chameleon, yeah, all these are the actual names of demons that's what's made visible, that's invisible, made visible. For even Christ, who's the invisible son of Christ, of the Most High God, sitting next to the invisible God. For this is Christ, what's invisible, made visible, and they call him Jesus. Hmm. But all
yeah.
things that was created. Hmm. All things
yes.
that was great was made by him, created by him, and made for him. What's invisible made visible. Yeah. Fornication is the actual characteristic of a demon of fornication. What's invisible made visible that operates through the what? The substance of the body.
Come
what's
on now.
Your member, who, that who you serve. What's invisible made visible. What do that demon of fornication look like? Look in the bed, there it is. Because we see and see, hear and hear, understand, so our walk is different. We see the countenance of the Spirit of God on people. That is the glow of people. That is the hedge God put around you. That's his anointing. That's why the devil can't see you. The darkness covers him and the light not. So that's why the devil can pass right by you and can't see you, because you're covered by his marvelous light. Walking after the mind of Christ, in the mind of Christ. For what I do, you can do even greater things than these. What is it that you could do that we can do even greater things than these? And he said, and take up your bed and walk, and behold the power of God. And he took up his bed and walked. Paul, take your eyes on us.
Woo! He said, take up your bed and walk.
But it's the power, and he got up and he walked. So when I go in a hospital room and I say, pick yourself up and walk, that woman to get up out that bed while the beep, 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 and she began to walk. They tested for cancer. She ain't got it no more. Why? Because what he do, I can do the greater things than thee. For he that abide in me and I in him, for me and my Father is one, so shall I be one with you. There was no foolishness or guile found in it. For whatever he said, the word is true. He meant that. Whether he was hypothetically speaking, no, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. You hypothetically speaking, when he said I can do these things, then we'll pull him up out of the wheelchairs and we do that. When I say speaking divers type of tongues, we do that. Well, that was hypothetical. No, you hypothetical. I'm not going to sit here and argue with the devil about what I know God said, and what God said, I've seen it. Was invisible made visible. That is the revelation of Jesus Christ. When Rhema meet Logan, that because I girded up my loins and I walked with him, bearing many stripes because I walked with him. Spit on because I walk with him. Would you gird up your loins and walk with him? And you too shall be made whole by walking with him.
Jesus. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Ooh, Jesus. Come on now. Man up. Can we man up tonight? We want to, first of all, say definite confirmation, because it's like you're reading my story, and I know I know five of my brothers covenant with us right now saying, man, we've never, did Pastor E tell him something? Did they talk behind the scenes? No, we didn't. But we are, that just shows us how we're so much alike because we've all been through the same stuff. And we had to do it by ourselves. But now we're starting to see how the testimonies and the confirmations can show us that we have each other's back. We don't have to worry about you taking or you trying to move in. We're just the same. We need to move together and see God really show us that he's ready to restore everything that's been destroyed. He's ready to renew everything that you've already tried to make in a new position, but only God can do it. I'm so encouraged. If anybody else wants to get in this conversation tonight, come on, dial one, man up. If you are my covenant brother, you know I'm throwing you under the bus tonight, so I'm not waiting for you to dial one. But if you want to get beyond first, and that goes sisters and brothers, please get a man of God a shout out. Welcome him to the network and to the family, and also know that we're here to support one another. Amen. Eric code 251, last 4-6-4-7-8. You're live on Man Up the Move, Man Up the Movement with Pastor E.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I love it. I was wondering, what you talking about, man up? Is that just for men? Hallelujah, because it ain't all about the men. It done happened to the sisters, too. Hallelujah.
Well, stop by on Thursday. Hey, look, stop by on Thursday nights for Women Speak Now in the same conversation. But every broadcast is for all of us. We got different names to draw in, but this is for all of us. Women up as we man up.
Oh, yes. Is that so, Ryan? That's Orion, is that his name? Pastor Eddie, what is his name?
That's Apostle Anthony Walker.
Well, welcome. Lovely teachings. I almost thought you were talking about me, but I love it because a wonderful testimony in your preachings and teachings. Oh, so wonderful. I know that you touched many of households in Ian, you were telling them, right, and I'm going to just about try to touch bases with you. You telling them how to come on in and get the Lord. Get the Lord. The way out is the Lord. Oh, I love it. I got my brother on the house phone in my hand, and I have my cell phone in the left hand. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful teaching. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful word. Ooh, I received that blessing. I did. And Pastor Eddie, once again, I thank God for you.
Girl, look. Let me do something for you right now. Let me just restore. Re-energize. Girl, you've been shouting Jesus so much, your voice is about to go. We want to pray for your vocal cords right now for the fire to continue to burn, but to restore your energy, restore your flesh, restore your throat, restore your vocal cords as you continue to shout Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's not by my power or my might, but that's by the Spirit of God and that same name of Jesus.
Yes, between you and I got my pastor here at my church. I can't get enough. I can't go wrong. I can't get enough of Jesus because I actually keep him activated. Thank you, my life. Thank you. Oh, I thank you for it. I got it.
Don't start something up in here tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm God's man. I got to keep on praying. Move on to the next caller. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah. I need you to transfer some power, but through the not the geographical place of the flesh, but the geographical spiritual connection. I need you to touch your brother. And as we pray for deliverance and for cleansing,
all the time, Jesus.
The spirit just takes over right now. You know, a lot of people think that they're supposed to receive from God, but if you don't have the right ground, if you don't have the right seed, the rain ain't going to do nothing. I shared this. This was a revelation I shared the other night. If you get rain and you're not in order, you get nothing but mud.
Yeah.
Oh, we pray for divine favor right now. We pray for divine deliverance right now. We pray for the spirit of oneness to unite that you are not alone.
On one accord.
We will not leave you behind, but God is calling you to call. God is calling you to step up. God is calling you to make a decision that you can do better. He's going to restore everything that you have lost, but it must be through him in the name of Jesus.
Everything else, you got to give God a try. You won't go wrong, you know?
All Jesus. So it has to be all Jesus. I'm tired of giving him a try, Kimberly. I learned that because I tried a long time. Y'all know my background. Y'all know my history. I tried him a long time. But until it was all Jesus, I couldn't see nothing different.
Yeah.
All Jesus.
You got to give it all to him. All to him. Your full faith.
Come on in, Apostle. We're not blinding you out. Come on and get in the conversation. Don't get me going, because we can go.
You see, your sister don't want for nothing, woman. I don't want for nothing. I go in the store. I feel good to walk through the store.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I don't want about nothing. You hear me? I just feel good to walk through it. I don't need that. I don't need no food.
Hallelujah. This is deliverance. There's some deliverance going on out there. I need all my covenant partners to get in prayer and go into the closet and intercede. Break them spirits. Did you hear what the mighty man of God spoke on tonight? It's not the name of a drug. It's not the name of a sin. It's the spirit. Look at every liquor store across the nation. It says wine and spirit. You better watch out. Spirit is what we are fighting. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. And just because it sounds like God don't mean it's God. You have to know him as your own personal Lord and Savior.
Yes, Jesus wants you to be happy. He don't want you to be depressed. He don't want you sitting inside some hidden place.
Free.
Looking out windows, he wants you to shine.
Free.
Oh my
Free.
Goodness. Yes.
Free.
Yes. Yes.
Who the Son
says
free is free indeed. And for everybody listening, I have to continue to remind us that when you start serving God, it's not just a trick or something that starts to make things right. You got to go to work. You have to trust him. You have to surrender all to him. And then you'll start to see God manifest through you because you made the decision. God is not going to come from heaven and fix your situation. No, he's not. But he can give you the strength to fix your own situation. He can give you the strength to quit your own thing. Yes, I was on all them drugs, all of the sins. I didn't need no rehab or no building. I needed Jesus.
Right.
And I was done. It wasn't cold turkey. It was immediate when I gave it to Jesus. And I didn't have to smoke no more. I didn't have to hustle no more.
Right.
I didn't have to do those things no more. Oh, no, Apostle, you talking about me when you were talking tonight.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah.
We talking from experience here on the Now Network. We've been through the trial. We've been through the storm. But guess what? With Jesus, I don't have to go through nothing no more.
Say it again.
I am free. With Jesus, I don't have to go through nothing no more. I am truly free.
Yes.
And Pastor, let me tell this woman, this nephew that you've been praying on, this one that just got in that trouble. I'm talking to you, sister, that one that just got in that trouble that you've been praying to the Lord for. The Lord says that, he's got to go through some things to knock some things off of him, but when he come back, he's going to know God. Amen. Amen. And that nephew, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That nephew. Oh, yeah.
Pat, I want you guys to put my son, Marcus Davis, throw him in the prison room. He's only in prison for a year. I don't know even know what he's in prison for, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know, but I know Jesus Christ. He ain't never been in prison before. He's been born and raised out. He was born in California, but he was raised out here. You see, I had to send him out there to spread his wings. And he think he know something, but he don't know nothing. But he do know Jesus.
Amen. He's out here.
Yes.
Okay, then we'll talk offline on some of the support systems we have in the prison systems here in California that we can get literature out there. We are definitely going to join in all of the attacks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the enemy's not trying to rob and kill and to steal your money. He ain't trying to restore your steal your marriage. He's trying to steal your mind. He's trying to steal our kids' minds, and he's trying to take away our ability to make conscious choices to choose Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kim. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Now, I know y'all better start dialing one, but Pastor Dwayne Collins, you are my man up partner. You there, you my ride or die. It's good to always have a ride or die. Pastor Dwayne, man up the movement. Can we
go
higher?
That's it. I have your ride or die. Hey, we can go higher. I just want to encourage my brother, man, because Apostle, I encourage you in your deliverance ministries, man, because you have a true deliverance ministry. That is a true heart of deliverance. And you like to see the manifestation of God to be manifested, to have manifestation. And so I encourage you. I pray for you. I pray that God strengthen you. I pray that God give you more revelation, more in depth, because it's a godly love that brings us out of the street. When you talk about you, you talk about me. When you talk about me, you talk about E. We all
come
from the same neighborhood. You know, we had to be detoxed. You know, it takes detox to get to where God wants you at. Because, you know, Paul says the best, I press towards the high mark, which is in Christ Jesus. I forget those things that are behind me. I press. And so pressing, that means there's a daily detox, daily getting in God's face. Because any given moment, we can slip up. But it had to take the hand of God to really change our life. We had an encounter. We had an encounter, then the encounter became a relationship. It's different. It's different to tell somebody. Yeah. And so it's different to say, I know this person and don't know him. We know him. We know him for the sharing of our life. We know him for bringing us out of our gutter, from our sickness, from our thinking. He know us from our slickness, you know, how clever we are, you know, how miserized we could be. God brought us from a mighty long way. And so by bringing him away, we just want to see the best. Because we know that God has some great things in people. We're not there to judge them. We know that spirit. We call that spirit what it is. And that's why I say you got a great deliverance ministry. Because a lot of folks don't like to call a demon a demon. If it is a spade, it's a spade. If it's a spade, call it a spade.
If it's black, it's a spade.
That's right. If it's red, it's red. And you know, and I like that, man. And I just want to encourage you, man. Welcome to the Now Network. You know, God is able. God put you together because we're supposed to unify the body of Christ. We're supposed to come together. We don't supposed to be separated. And God is elevated. So I just appreciate how you was calling a spade, man. And you stay focused. Like you say, it's not about the peoples. Peoples always got their opinion. That's the devil. He always got his opinion. But it's about God's opinion. It's about God's agenda. And so God gave you a distinct revelation. You're able to call it what it is. If it's an alcohol, it's an alcohol spirit. Hey, it ain't no different other spirit. It's an alcohol spirit. If it's cussing out of the mouth, it's a cussing spirit. You know, it's a spirit. It's the name of it. And he gives you the divine names of it. So I just want you to be encouraged. You know, like you said, he didn't give you no spirit of fear. He didn't give you no spirit of fear. So you don't have no fear. You got power. You got power. He got the divine power of the Holy Ghost. So keep going forward. Don't get weary. Don't get shaken. The devil can't do nothing. He don't have no power. You got all power. Principalities don't have no power. You got power with principalities. So keep calling the spade what it is, man, and let God keep doing what he needs to do in your life because he got more in store for you.
Amen.
Like the way you go back into the neighborhood. You go, most people get delivered and get set free. Well, I can't go back and do that. Well, I understand you can't go back doing that because you're not delivered. So you got to be delivered to go back into places that she was
you better
pulled out from.
Oh, you done touched on something there.
You can't go back there because you smell some of that. Next thing you know, you want to get high. You can't go back. People have been truly been delivered can go back.
Ooh, you got to be truly
so
delivered to go back from what you came.
You got to.
You better stay. You better stay on the pulpit.
Know your name.
You better
he know your name
in the church because you yeah, remember.
I'll tell you.
Oh, we man it up. Oh, we man it up.
Yeah. He said, Paul, I know. Silas, I know. But who is you? You don't got no power. You still itching to get high again. Y'all, you don't got. And so I just want to encourage you, my brother. Stay focused, man. You know, we can break bread. You know, I'm like he say, we like salt and pepper, baby. We like salt and pepper. So if you hollering at him, you hollering at me. If you talk with him, you talk with me, man. So I just want to encourage you. Thank you for being a part of this movement. God got a lot of stuff in his store because that's how the revival got to take place. When revival come in, revival expose things. Revival just don't come and tell you money coming or you finna get a new car. Revival comes to expose some things, to get out of some
Ooh.
Things that we was calling.
Yes.
You know.
You talking tonight. Did you leap to another level? Man, come
man,
on.
Man, look, God has
elevated. Like, oh,
God,
come on now.
He's elevated, man. And even in the new season, that, you know, because this is a new year. This is a new season.
It's a new season.
So I'm just happy about it. And I'm grateful to catch the ear. And I'm grateful to catch the bits and pieces because I can hear the divine word of God in him. I can hear the Holy Ghost.
I hear
God giving revelation on things. And so that's a deliverance ministry. That's a deliverance ministry. And demons don't tremble. Demons are scared of him, man. Demons are scared of him, man, because he comes against the capture. He comes to set the capture free, bro. And that's what God's doing with this ministry, man. He putting all this work together, man. Oh, we fivefold.
Fivefold, no limit.
Fivefold, no limit.
I don't need no title. I just need to know where to do the work at. That's my that. Oh, I'm gonna make that shirt. I don't need a title. I just need to know where to go to work at. What kind of work you need done? We like a contractor. A contractor do electrical, plumbing, drywall, paint, landscaping, concrete. A contractor does everything. We fivefold, no limits. What you need done?
We fivefold, no limit. Yes, sir.
You, man.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
I don't know what happened. Our sisters, I see them out there tonight. They supporting us, but they ain't dialing one. We're going to leave them alone, and we're going to do the man up situation. Thanks so much, man of God. What you got going on? I know that we're launching some new things with you. And thank you, Holy Spirit. We're not at honor or liberty to share those things right now, but you better be on the lookout for Pastor Dwayne and Pastor Ann. And what God is about to do in Wisconsin, I can't even speak a city on it. I just speak Wisconsin as the first state in their launch. Look out. Come on, look out. Y'all better look out. God is moving some miraculous things going on right now. God bless you, man of God. Man up.
Man up. God bless y'all.
Amen. We love you, man. Minister Terry, here's my female ride or die, and that doesn't discourage. I please want everybody to know that does not discriminate. You can be my ride or die too. My ride or die means you there when I'm there. You on every broadcast you doing, not for me, because we're all coming together on one accord. We are all ride or dies. But if I call you that, you know for sure. Or if you hear that, you know for sure that I look at or I honor that in that person. But here, I want to throw this side note in again. That could be you too. Minister Terry, welcome to Man Up the Movement. Women up, word up, what's up?
Yes, good evening, family. I tell you, Pastor E, I was listening to Apostle Anthony. I tell you, he brought a word. I was just over here just listening in awe because I thank God for the archives because he was saying so much. I was writing a little, but I had to stop writing. I had to just listen because he brought a word and he didn't He didn't sugarcoat it. He brought it clean, clean where we can all understand it.
Isn't that how we do it here?
Yes, that's how it comes.
Do you see how God fits people in to his network, into his seasons, into his manifestation? Because believe me, I had nothing to do with this. If people say, where did you find him, man? You got another brother that's on one accord. I had nothing to do with it.
I want to tell him, welcome him to the family. Yeah,
exactly.
Welcome,
I want to submit right now. I had nothing to do with this. But I did had to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. In sacrifice, you'd be like, you know, I'm doing it my way. But obedience means you listen to the voice of God and not people. You can't go wrong. No, let me turn that around. I'm going to be selfish. I can't go wrong.
Amen. I can't go wrong.
No. Whoa. I was talking about me. I can't go wrong.
Yes. And I'm talking about me.
Come on now. I love it. And I'm still
God
talking
bless
about me.
You all, family.
Oh, my God. We could do that all night, because what God has for me is for me, and what God has for you is for you. But guess what? When we get shoulder to shoulder, and all my covenant partners know, we look shoulder to shoulder each other. I'm not above you or below you. Oh, my God. I'm shoulder to shoulder. But you got to move when? Now.
Right now.
Thank you so much, wonderful woman of God.
God bless you all, family. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. This has been an awesome experience. And the words that were spoken, just some dynamic things that were said by you, Apostle. I get to listen, but I also get to re-listen later, because the link that we shared, and we'll share that replay link all over our social media networks, is that later on when you're about to shut down and you really want to get deep into it, or early in the morning, you can't sleep, you can click the link and listen to the replay of tonight's message and the whole broadcast and be able to really just take it in, embrace.
Amen.
I do it every night. Every broadcast that we do here on the Now Network, yes, I listen, because I'm here. I'm on the internet. Woo, what a word. I'm putting up pictures. I'm contacted by, you know, messenger and by text. Man, that's a word. Minister Charlene blowing me up. She's my number one blow up. Oh, she's a ride or die too. But she be on social media. I see the messages coming up. Preach, preach. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and I would tell you that stuff's coming through, but I don't want to mess up the flow. But so I'm dealing with all those entities. But tonight, in about an hour, because I go to sleep very early, tonight I'm going to listen to that broadcast, and I know that it's just the word that it and the transparency. And I know somebody heard a personal word tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have to share this. Is that, you know, yeah, we're here and we're celebrating and we're fellowshipping together. But don't you know that when God speaks, he speaks individually. He didn't say that y'all should love me with all your everything. He said, no, you should love your God with all your mind, all your body, all your spirit, all your soul, all your everything. And it makes it personal. For you, my brother, to not look at me for answers, not to look at apostles or bishops or anybody else. Oh, yes, we're here to fill the positions that God has already set place, but you don't need me. The new covenant says that no man, no brother, no sister can tell you to know me, because all men shall know God as their personal Lord and their personal Savior. And yes, we can help you along the way, but you have to get the mentality in your mind right now, not the way the world. Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. Everybody knows that scripture. But that means you really stop thinking about the way the flesh may try to react, and you look at how the spirit has already done it. Yes, there's a season. Yes, there's a time, but there's only one God that has done a finished work. And in that finished work, we can all be saved. We can all be redeemed. And you know, if you're my partner, you're my covenant, you are in relationship with me, you know I believe we all going to get make it. Even that guy that was a Muslim that spoke against Jesus in your face, he going to make it too. Because God is not slack to his promises. His desire is that we all repent. What's repentance? Turning completely away from yourself. It's that 720. Who knows about the 720? The 720 is 360 degrees away from yourself, and then 360 degrees to back to God. Then you made the revelation to say, I'm free. And I'm free indeed, because no longer I who live, but he who lives in me. Man up, woman up, child up, position up, whatever it is you need to up the ante, and do not get dormant, but continue to go higher in God. Apostle, any closing remarks, and then pray us out of here.
All I can say is I thank the Lord Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit for using me, for using you, for creating this ministry. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We give all the glory and praises unto you, for all things are glorified unto you. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you have opened us up to receive such revelation and divine knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we come close into thy understanding. We thank you for the healing power, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the outreach ministry. We thank you for bringing those closer to the light in that marvelous light. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Pastor E, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Man Up program and the Power Up program and the Now Network. And we thank you for the expansion of the network and the growth of the network, that this is the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the healing power in the great revelation that you have bestowed upon us this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But just before that I initiated the closing prayer, one of our covenant brothers, Manning Up, has dialed one. I'm going to always make room for us to connect and communicate together. Prophet Dwayne Woods, good evening. Welcome to Man Up the Movement. What's up, my brother? Ride or die. Here's another ride or die. Oh, my ride or dies want to come out tonight.
Hey, man, God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Anthony, man. Wonderful word you taught on tonight. And just wanted to come by and support and say welcome to the Now Network, where the movement is now. The revelation of God is now.
Now.
The beginning of your healing is now. The restoring factor is now. So we just bless the Lord and all that he's doing now for you, Apostle. And thank God for your revelational word now, so that people can be healed now. And people can be delivered and set free now. So we welcome you, my brother. We welcome you.
Thank you.
And we welcome you, now. Right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now. We support you right now. That stays in that same realm of God's timing. Oh, my God. I can see some things really, really boiling in the spirit. Mm.
Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to come by and say, you know, welcome to the network. And, you know, you got brothers supporting you, my friend. And Pastor E, you already know how we get down, man, like four flat tires on the Yugo. You know.
Come on. You know how we do it?
Yes, sir.
We are family, really. Not about friends.
Oh,
we are really family.
And I wanted to say this too, man. Congratulations, Pastor E, man, on your work that you've done over there in Houston, Texas. I mean, just for them to celebrate you and give you an award, you know, man, that speaks volume, that somebody is recognizing the work that God has already put inside of you. You know,
Ooh.
So man, we thank God for you, man. Thank God for what God is doing in you now.
Now.
And we thank God for a new revelation that God has placed in your spirit now.
It's called the seven.
Amen.
You triggered it. I have not released that until then, but it's called the seven. Mm. Y'all gonna hear more about that real soon. Oh, you already in. So don't even start. You already in. You already know. I think I told you first.
Yeah, you did. The seven now. The seven now.
The seven now. Man, bless you, man. Love you, bro.
Hey, love you too, man. And God bless you all once right. again, Apostle.
You too. Thank you, brother. Bless God.
Yes,
bless
sir.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Now, Apostle Anthony, guess what? You are family now. These brothers are going to be looking for you on Facebook. We're going to be connecting with you. We're going to be supporting each other because God moves in miraculous ways, not mysterious ways. He's intentional, but we have to be ready to be intentional with him. Oh no, he's rising up. Oh no, no, I'm not. Thank you. I am fivefold, but I'm not going to go prophetic because that's another hour. I'm just going to say God is speaking to you what he was about to have me say. Pastor Dwayne, Apostle Dwayne, Apostle Anthony, God, and Prophet Dwayne. No, Prophet Dwayne. I got pastors, prophet. Let's just say fivefold. Dwayne and Dwayne, fivefold Anthony. God is speaking to you, and I didn't even have to say it out of my physical mouth. How he's about to bless you with that new corporation, that new business, that new entity that now you are the lender and not the borrower. You are the head and not the tail. You are operating in Christ and not yourself. You are called according to your purpose, and you are the God in you because you have been crucified. And now it's no longer you who lives, but he who lives in you. Man, I love you guys. Man up. This has been a dynamic, dynamic broadcast. But guess what? Claim it tonight that I am free. Free indeed, but I'm also free in deeds. Oh, come on. Somebody ought to worship tonight.
So the revelation of this song was this, that not only are you free indeed, because he whom the Son sets free is free in, come on church, he whom the Son sets free is free, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite will be a reflection of your freedom. So you won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free indeed. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. Free indeed. I need y'all to raise that up all over this room. Get your hands up, say, so I wrote these words. I wrote these words. Come on, Bob, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. And we, the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears.
No more
tears. Tell me why. Spirit of the Lord is here. Hey, now you be free. Say free indeed. Say he hears all my secrets.
say,
gotta call on Jesus.
No more guilt, no more shame, 'cause you cleared my name. I'll never be the same, but I'll be set
free.
Y'all got it? Look at somebody telling me he had my secret. On your feet, and I want you to prophesy over your own life. Say, one more time, say, that's in my mind, in my will, what I feel, I'm free. Y'all gonna say, in my
that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.